women, given you didn't have that the expertise, who were the good and bad deliverers? So, because you need to have the right team with you, because if you haven't got the right team, you're not going to be successful. How did you determine, given you didn't have that technical knowledge, although you did say that could be overcome, because we're all focused on a customer, how did you know whether someone is delivering or not?
I think for the first example I used, it was relatively easy because they are both, you know, in the first one, the telephone companies, because I've been consulting for them, so I know the people well. Now, Citi, I most of the executives, most of my rundown, I didn't know them before I joined the company.
Yep.
Actually. So it takes time to understand. But obviously, I have faith in Citi because they are a very good organization. They are renowned in training up some of the best bankers in the world. So most of them now. But having said that, it's not whether individually they are good. More importantly is whether all of these people could work with me together as a team. I think that's the key thing. And it's like similar to any football team. No one particular star can, you know. I'm a supporter of Man U, as you know, and we have Christian Ronaldo, but you know, but still. So it's how to make the whole team work is very important. Going back to one of the points, the key strategy is very important. I think when I went to Citi, the first thing I do is during the first 3 months, obviously I use up a month to learn about some of the key specifics, you know, products and organization design, and you know, met with all the key executives and not just the one down, but first the two downs as well, because there are a lot of very good potential people there as well. But within 3 months, I actually host a strategy conference involving all these people. And that strategy conference is we are having the top 100 people of the bank joining in, and I collectively working with my first time, which is about 8 people at that time, the executive committee, and work together to create a strategy going onward. So you have to have buy-in from people, and that is very useful too, that actually we have all the buy-in to start working with people, you create something together, and you actually, when you went through the process, you can identify the good and bad as well. And people will have the same wavelength, share the same belief as well. So starting from there, for the strategy, then we work on the next step.
All right, and that's very helpful. Let's move on to a different lens and perspective as the final piece, which is in your role as a non-executive director and as chair, because one area I would have thought that may or may not have been apparent, particularly in the role at Citi, was an aspect, your role as regional CEO and your relationship with the chair, potentially, who probably saw that you might have needed a different kind of support, even though you're not the CEO of the total business, but there might have been additional support coming in from above in the new role that you had. When, as a chair or non-executive director, you've seen someone step up into a new role, is there an example where you felt it necessary to be able to extend more support, to be able to nurture in a slightly different way, to mentor that individual?
I think these days, because you know, from the telephone company to the Citi, and you know, the state-owned enterprise, China Unicom, I joined, and subsequently, I think over the last 30 years, actually, that I've been working at the board level and the CEO level as an executive. To be frank, the working relationship and the support between the board and the CEO, I should say there's still a lot of, you know, room for improvement. for most companies. Even for some of the biggest, you know, City is a big one. But some of the companies I work in is already, China Unicom is one of the biggest in steering enterprise in China. But there are always a disconnect sometimes between the board and the executives. And I think it should be a both way process, you know. The chief executive or the executive directors should be able to leverage more from the bank, from the board, the expertise, and ideas, et cetera, and vice versa. I think the board, rather than just, being able to look at, well, the annual plan, or maybe the 3 years development and strategy and the capital expenditure approval, I don't think enough effort is being put into developing the next generation of leaders for a company. I still think that, if you look at the board agenda, I will look at executives. We might have the HR directors coming in and talk to us and talk about succession planning once a year. But I think given that, with this fast moving environment and people, rather than product, I think is even getting more important to a company's success or not. That the board, any board, should actually put into their agenda a lot more in nurturing and bringing in the best executives, how to nurture them, and you know, and how to develop them. I have over the last 30 years seen in more than 35 listed company boards. I would say a large number, most of them, haven't actually put enough effort or resources and timing into talking about nurturing the executives and the people there.
Interesting. I mean, I know that our most recent Asia retreat, when we asked all those attending what was their priority, and we listed a number of choices they could make. And it was from supply chain to setting strategy to responding to COVID, etc. Also in that was talent. The talent came out as being the theme that needs to be responded to. I think they know it's an issue, but they don't know how to deal with it necessarily.